I invite you to please join with me in a reflection on grief and resilience. I remember as I was grieving the death of a close family member, I read the novel The Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison, a classic story of a black man in the South who fled north to escape the violence of Southern racism. In the North, he found a different kind of violence, violence in word and deed that killed opportunities and threatened to break his spirit. He reflects on his invisibility and the forces arrayed to break him. He struggles with his invisible grief and finds the will to live. Personally, I felt my own grief resonating with the struggle of that invisible black man. Our laments were reflections of the other. Grief is so often invisible. My grief passed. Life and death became a somewhat more familiar, although not always welcome, part of the cycle of life and death. Now I invite you to call to mind a loved one's death that you have grieved. And in the light of your remembrance, ponder this reflection from Reverend Barber about his parents' struggles. As Americans in the 21st century, it is easy for us to celebrate the Martin Luther King holiday or visit his national monument on the Mall in Washington, D.C., without ever feeling the agony of the thousands of African Americans like my parents who struggled tirelessly for decades against the same forces that gunned down Dr. King. We can be inspired by Dr. King's dream without having to live through the nightmare of friends losing their lands because they tried to register to vote, or family members losing their jobs because they attended a meeting. Still in the words of Reverend Barber, quote, in my mind's eye, I still see my mother bent over weeping. And I know that she was not only mourning the loss of Dr. King, she was mourning all the losses that she and my father had endured, and that hope that someday justice would prevail and people who lived with their backs against the wall but would indeed be free at last. When you've devoted your entire life to those people, when in fact you are those people, then the freedom movement is not a matter of history or social theory. It is a matter of life and death. May we now take some long moments in silence. Silence for all the people of color who have been sold, killed, imprisoned, tortured, and denied their humanity, whose lands have been stolen at the hands of white people, whose labor or dislocation has brought great wealth to a few, but not the many. As we return from the silence, hear these words of Reverend Barber. Black folk can never move forward by ourselves. We had to find a way to stand with others, acknowledging their connections with us and our issues. Dr. King's turn against the war in Vietnam and toward the Poor People's Campaign in the last year of his life was an acknowledgement of America's deep need to recognize how military spending abroad was connected to lack of funding for the war on poverty at home. King was gunned down just as he was beginning our need for a fusion coalition to work for the reconstruction of America.